The Damned. Yeah, you can talk now.
Woo, I get to talk.
That's The Damned. Two in a row from The Damned. That's Smash It Up from Machine Gun Etiquette. And Life Goes On from Strawberry's LP. The brand
that's a band that you should really be looking out for because as Rory...
Who?
I don't know. Who's here anyhow? Kate Control has just said...
Rory's the music director who won't,
that's right.
who won't add any of this good stuff.
Sorry, Rory. Hey, bye. Hey, he's leaving now.
Get out of here.
The Damned started out really young. Well, really young, as most bands do. When they started out, they were pretty punk, and obviously
wouldn't get a lot
of.
Touch me, I'm new wave.
Wouldn't get a lot of listenership, but their new album, not saying that they've sold out or anything like that, is really very listenable and great. I mean, all their stuff is listenable, but you should.
And I understand KROQ down in Los Angeles,
and
the station that calls themselves New Wave Top 40, are playing them.
They're great.
I guess that makes the Damned New Wave Top 40. Anyway, speaking of New Wave Top 40, we've got a band in here called 28th Day. Okay, you guys, you outnumber me, so I won't. I take that back. No, really, they're not New Wave Top 40. They're a band called 28th Day, and we're going to have an interview with them right after hearing one of their songs, okay?
There we go.
This is called What Does It Mean to You?